episode includes same-sex relationship and sexual language. It is not appropriate for people under 18. He won't get sick if you wrap your dick. It's just another day of gym classes. Our teacher Tony was explaining a new activity we'll be doing for the week. I remember he placed one of his legs in an object about 2 foot high, and I could see a raging boner stuck in the inner thigh. It was at least 9 inches long and fat as hell. I looked around and saw some people jiggling. Apparently, I wasn't the only person who noticed his arousal. He finished the lecture about 5 minutes early, and we stayed in class. He went to his office and closed the door behind him. The class talked for the final few minutes until the bell rang. I had a study hall for my next class, so I went to Tony's office to see if I could get some extra credit, because I was falling behind gym due to many sick days I called. I stopped at the door of his office and I heard an unmistakable sound of jacking off. I opened the door and saw Tony sitting in his chairs with his trophy member in his hands. He tried to cover up, but I stopped him. I shut the door and I looked at him. I've never noticed how good looking he is. He's got nice muscles and hair everywhere, except his head, which is shaved clean. He's definitely a bear, and I surely like hairy men. He asked me the reason why I was in his office, and I told him I needed extra credits and I was willing to do anything for an A. He stood up and dropped his pants to his ankles, asked me to suck his cock. At the same time, I got down on my knees and started licking his hairy balls. I put one in my mouth and tickled the other one with my left hand. Now with my right hand, I winked him slowly, ready to suck him up. I started licking the head of his massive cock, already wet because of the pre-cum. I swallowed it all. He put his hand on the back of my head and forced me nearly to the base. I gagged, and I thought I was going to puke. He's so big, but I would do anything to get better grades. He took his hand off and I released his cock from my mouth. Just out of curiosity, I took a ruler that was on his table and he measured out to 10 inches long and 3 inches wide. So big. And I must confess that I truly thought about keeping my grades as they were. But just for a second, I would not waste the chance to have it all inside my ass. He told me we should move to the weight room, very close to his office. I checked inside just to make sure no one was there. Tony shut the door and locked it. I walked up to him and slid my fingers through all his hairy chest. But there was no playtime and he bent me over a bench. First finger, second finger, and soon after a third one. And right above his fingers, I felt the warmth and wetness of his tongue. I felt in heaven, moaning to every move he did. He pulled out his finger and spread my asshole, sticking his face in it. Tongue fucking me so deep, until my ass was soaking wet. He took his finger out and walked around to my front, thirsting his dick down my throat. Oh, yeah. He moaned loudly, and I cringed my teeth and tried not to scream. Taking me by the shoulders, he placed me doggy style in the bench, forcing his entry to my ass. He chucked over and started to fuck me, pushing his cock deeper inside me. When he got to the base, I rotated my hips on his cock. I went up and down on his big dick, and he was loving it almost as much as I was. That's when he yells that he was about to come. So I hopped off his fuck stick and deep throated him again, craving for his hot milk. He shot his cum into my mouth and throat, letting my cheeks full of cum. I looked at him and he slapped my cheeks. Part of it leaked out of my mouth onto my chest.
Oh, yeah.
While I swallowed the rest of the cum in my mouth. Never in my life I imagined that I would fuck with a teacher just to get better grades. But like, 30 minutes to achieve an A is quite a good deal, isn't it? Now I can't wait until next semester. Thanks for listening to Gay Sex Stories. If you enjoyed this story, don't forget to tell your friends and also subscribe. You can also get in touch by sending either voice message or an email with your hottest experience to sexstories.gay@gmail.com and have your story told. It is going to be our pleasure. Wish you a great time and see you on Wednesday. Bye bye.